SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has blocked a new Biden administration rule that requires gun dealers to run background checks on buyers at gun shows and other places outside of gun shops.
A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from enforcing a new rule in Texas that would require firearms dealers to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. The decision was issued by Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of former President Donald Trump. The opinion was issued before the rule had been set to take effect Monday. It prevents the federal government from enforcing the rule against several gun rights groups in Texas. 26 Republican attorneys general from other states filed lawsuits earlier this month in federal court aiming to block enforcement of the rule. I'm Norman Hall.
A House Republican leader addresses the Israeli parliament and vows ironclad U.S. support to eradicate Hamas. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik promised U.S. support for Israel's fight to eradicate Hamas during an impassioned speech Sunday before the Jewish state's Knesset. She said the only acceptable outcome is total victory over the terrorist group. Stefanik is the highest-ranking House member to visit Israel since Hamas's October 7th attack. During the speech, she blasted the Biden administration's bid to hold up weapons sales to Israel and said Republicans in Congress will fight back against Democratic efforts to sever the historically close alliance between the United States and Israel. Stefanik warned that without the total eradication of Hamas, a fresh wave of terrorism could arrive in America. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committed to keep U.S. weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against a renewed assault by Russia. Austin and as many as 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world were meeting Monday to coordinate more military aid to Ukraine. This is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on student sex. The ACLU claims the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event but was told by the principal he could not represent our school dressed like that. The ACLU argues the policy violates the Civil Rights Act. This is SRN News. It was an up-and-down day for stocks, with the Dow dropping almost 200 points, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 indexes reached new highs. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish after a quiet day of trading on Wall Street. The NASDAQ composite rose to another record high. The NASDAQ climbed 0.7% Monday. The S&P 500 edged up by 0.1%, finishing just short of its all-time high. The Dow slipped 196 points. That's about 0.5%. The Dow closed above 40,000 for the first time on Friday. Norwegian Cruise Line helped lead the market higher. The company added 7.6% after giving financial forecasts that topped analysts' expectations. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential companies, will report its quarterly results on Wednesday. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.